The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Pretty sure that's what Eli Manning was saying last night.
Good for your home.
God's sakes. Good morning, Benny. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, get your ass up. I like it. What's up?
Yeah.
Man?
Yeah, I don't know why. Why am I here?
Quick weather, real quick. Quick weather. Scattered showers, thunderstorms today, high 76 tonight, clearing skies. And tomorrow, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be warm. High of 84 tomorrow, Benny. High of 84. Should we do some golfing?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nope. I have another dentist appointment tomorrow.
Jeez, man.
Another one.
All right, so we were together last night, actually, watching your football game.
Yep.
Went over to my parents. They got a little outdoor fire theater action. It's fun to go over there and watch some football games, and that's what we did last night. We watched the Lions. We watched the Giants last night. And I told people yesterday I was going to have you in today to talk about the game because I figured the Lions were going to get their ass kicked last night.
So I was going to say you should rephrase that to the Lions running the Giants out of the building.
Yes.
How about that?
So you're going to get your revenge because last night you were a little disappointed because after the game they talked about it. They never say anything good about the Lions.
Yeah, it's never, wow, this Lions team looks like they really got it together. It's, man, this Giants team really is falling apart.
So here's your redemption here. Here you go. Your little revenge. Just a quick, to go back real quick, 24-10 last night. Lions over the Giants. Stafford threw for two touchdowns. Rookie Jamal Agnew broke a game open with an 88-yard punt return in the fourth quarter. And like I said, the Lions beat the Giants 24-10 last night. Big upset. Was it a big upset? Because the Giants are 0-2.
It shouldn't have been.
You know,
everybody, all the editors picked, all like the news outlets picked the Giants to win. It shouldn't have been an upset, but it was technically.
So here's my take on it. I've told you this multiple times. I'm a fan of the Lions. I'm a fan of the Bears. I love the Bears too. I'm one of those Lions fans where I'm like, okay, I just expect them to lose because that's what's happened, you know, past years. But last night, man, I was watching the Lions and about halftime. Fourth quarter, after the beginning of the fourth quarter, I'm like, holy cow, these guys are playing. They're playing football. This is not a fluke. Last night was one of the first times watching the Lions where I was like, this team's good. They're good.
I'll admit it was the same thing for me. Last week, you know, I kind of thought the same thing, but I was like, all right, let's wait till week two.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, they play the Falcons, though. If they beat the Falcons, even if they just beat them, but if they beat them like they do like they did the Giants or the Cardinals.
Which will be an interesting game.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Falcons almost losing to the Bears week one, right?
Yeah, and then running through the Packers week two.
And when you say running through the Packers, they ran.
Ran through the Packers.
Through the Packers.
And we ran through the Giants and Cardinals.
All right.
So it's going to be a fun game.
It's going to be interesting next week for sure.
It's going to be a fun game for sure.
Lions fans definitely on the edge of the seats next week playing the Falcons. But last night, what happened, man? Why did they play so good? Are they that good? Their defense, they're a bunch of rookies, and they played outstanding last night.
And here's the stat that's really sticking out to me. Stafford only had 122 yards, and they won that bad.
Really?
That dude usually has to throw 300 yards a game for them to win.
Yeah.
He only had 122 yards. Why? Because we actually had a running game.
A lot of people pissed off about Stafford being the highest paid NFL player. What, ever?
Ever.
Ever.
This is, yeah.
Last night, you know, I kind of agreed with people a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if Stafford should be paid. I still don't know if he should be paid that much, really. But after last night, the boys showed up. Like you said, 122 yards, that's on the paper, it doesn't show that he played good last night. But boy, it did.
You watch his game management, like snapping the ball when they had 12 guys on the field, you know, pointing out when people are offsides, chucking it deep when there's a flag, taking the big chances. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's smart, man.
He's definitely, smart. You can definitely, he's got a lot of experience on that field, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lions last night beating the Giants. We'll be back. It's a Plan B morning show. We'll talk more about this here in a little bit. Brock.